Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Dancing on the crumbling precipice. That's what we do here every Tuesday. We dance on that crumbling precipice. Thank you, Tim, from Rise Against there on that. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We need more critical race theory. Our guest from the first half hour, Paul Thomas, Furman University, teacher educator 20 years, K-12 high school English teacher 20 years.
Excellent guest,
white guy, but saying we need more critical race theory. He's not worried about other people learning about the concept of fairness. It doesn't frighten him as an older white man.
Well, because talking about critical race theory, CRT, is scary. As soon as you start to actually break it down and look at what it consists of, there's hardly anything to argue against.
We're talking about breaking...
The reason why people use the buzzwords and don't talk about the content.
Because if we do, and we take it down, and we said earlier, we're talking about teaching the concept of fairness. And I said this. Talk about kindergarten when I was, you know, first grade, second grade. I mean, the idea, the concept, my goodness, kids are stressing and wrestling with fairness on the playground. Like, you cannot believe how much fairness there is out there. And in fact, we talk about this, and somebody would say, well, you know, as a teacher, yes, we should be teaching the concept of fairness. That's a legitimate thing to teach. Like, okay, then. So you got no problem with the potential of one day maybe bringing critical race theory down to the K-12. It's not there yet, but maybe. But in the meantime, how about we teach things that weren't taught in the past? Let's just start there. So what content has not been taught in American history, or what things happened in American history that we know happened, but Marjorie Taylor Greene wasn't taught? Okay. Why pass laws against teaching the past?
Because they have learned how much power they can garner from an uninformed public, how much they can manipulate these people and lie to them and get them to give them money for never-ending legal battles.
But you move back. The majority, you're right, everybody's offended by the buzzword critical.
I'm just a cynic, because that's the thing. It's being weaponized. Like, they're not arguing in good faith.
They're not arguing in good faith, and I'm trying to bring this back. So we talked last week why your neighbor is afraid. Here's a little bit more on this. But, you know, again, we're hoping that you also, as a listener, can now go out and talk about this in a way that when somebody wants to weaponize critical race theory on you, you can go, whoa, first of all, I'll listen to Tim, listen to Evan, listen to Paul, listen to their guests, Johnny. They don't even teach it anyway. So let's start. You know, however, what you're saying is that you're against the teaching of fairness? That's what I want, right? So the busted pencil listener right now.
But life isn't fair, Tim.
Well, you know, but this is, and you know what? Right. How many people will say life isn't fair, and the sooner you get to learn that, the better off you're going to be? Well, then why are you trying to teach or to ban the teaching of, let's just say, fairness from the idea of saying, hey, certain people, certain events, certain topics have been purposely excluded from the curriculum during your K-12 years.
Exactly in that vein. And actually, this just popped into my mind. I'm hoping you can help me. Help me.
Okay, I'll try.
This deal with equity versus equality that I'm seeing, it's primarily right-wing districts that are kind of making these distinctions.
This is a good question, actually. Of course, everybody likes equality, and there's a great illustration that shows, quote, equality and equity of kids standing behind a fence watching a baseball game. They can't one kid's on a really tall crate, he can see. The other kid's on a small, he can only half see. And the other kid's on a crate, but still can't see. Okay. All right. Well, then the next picture, depends on which one you've seen, either they all have crates that lift them up high enough to see, because they're all different sizes, right?
Yeah.
So each equally having a crate didn't matter.
And it takes consideration of your fellow man. Yeah.
So equity would say, give the person who has a crate that's still too short another crate to add on top of that to bring them up. Equity across. I've also seen a little bit more on the critical side. People say, tear the damn fence down.
Sure.
Okay.
Then why don't they want people teaching equality?
Oh, no. In one way, this is the weird
twist.
That's what I had seen. This is the weird twist that's been happening now, is because people used to be okay with equality. People used to get really offended by equity, because if you hear what I'm talking about here, equity might then mean, now we haven't even got to this point yet, but the idea of, you know, somebody else giving somebody else something extra, okay? I'm offended by that. All right. It really gets annoying, though, when you start to do what Paul and I are saying, move it into critical. And now you take that picture of the three kids standing on the same size crate, but they're all different sizes, and the one kid who's standing on the who just happens to be tall. Do you deserve the crate that you're getting, right? So now we step back, we look at that picture, we ask questions. Is it even... did that person deserve, or did by birth they happen to be tall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't work really, really hard to be tall. I mean, maybe they ate Wheaties. Maybe they ate Frosted Flakes. I don't know. But being tall, right?
Their parents could afford enough to feed them.
So equity, equality gets, people now, but, you know, if we're really pushing for equity, and that's what, you know,
we're
again,
really
back,
ending up in the dust there. It's confusing.
Well, it's confusing, but this is the heart of, this is the other part,
imagine
the heart
how it
of
is.
Educating. Yeah. I'm sorry, people, but if education makes you uncomfortable, then you've not been educated, because learning actually, when it happens, typically distorts your equilibrium. The way you see the world gets messed up when you're in the act of being engaged in education, because that's what we're doing. We're looking at things and going, I used to think, now I'm really confused, which is okay.
But have we as a society been trained to view that as an attack?
Well, we're now taking that as an attack, because as Paul just wanted to say, or we pointed out, when we move this into the position of teaching, we started to look at particularly this idea of white privilege. And this is where conservatives lose their minds.
They take it as an affront.
It's like, wait a minute, I earned this. And I'm sorry, I happen to be born white, but it's not my fault that I was born white. And everything I got, I worked really hard for. And I'm not going to acknowledge white privilege. In fact, I'm going to be in a position of power that you're not. And I'm going to mandate that everybody under me not get to understand the idea of what privileges come by birth. One being, if you're born white, there's a privilege there. Now, what Paul says in the blog, please go back and read it, is that, yes, there are incredibly poor white people. There are white people who don't have the luxury of lots of things, right? And they're working really hard. Paul does a great, you read all his book when he talks about his parents, working their butt off in the 50s for the American dream, but never really ever getting anywhere, right? But believed it, right? Believed it. Gave their labor.
Saw evidence of that around.
Gave their labor. So now, this is the real issue here. When we're really worried about the idea of interrogating, and this is one of the, what do you mean we're going to interrogate white privilege? That's where we get really freaked out, because then you start hearing such things as, if this was true, if we're going to do this, then what you're doing now is being racist against white people. And in America, we don't believe in racism. See how they flip the argument now? Because now if we're interrogating white privilege, it's now seen as racist. And hey, everybody knows in America, we don't tolerate racism, except when we do.
It's so backwards. It's so effectively set up to combat our cause here. It's troubling.
It's incredibly troubling. It makes you sometimes, you know, as they whatever say things. I don't know. It's crazy. I do want to give a shout out though, Facebook Deanna out there in Oregon, and for those of you not in the Wisconsin area, she's actually in the state of Oregon out there. Deanna, we love you. You should have called in tonight, but we're about ready to go, so please don't give us a call. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, every Tuesday. See you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.